Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode 5. And today we're going to be talking about what is a living trust and why do people use them? If you've never heard of a living trust, or maybe you've heard about it, but you don't quite understand what it is and why people would use them, then this episode is going to be very helpful for you. If you think that they're very complicated legal instruments, or maybe that they're only for rich people who have tens of millions of dollars in their estate, then you're going to get some good information out of this podcast as well. There are a lot of myths, a lot of misconceptions about what living trusts are and who needs them and why people use them. So today we're going to talk about how these things actually work. Now, a living trust in a lot of ways is like a will substitute. It has provisions for what happens when a person dies, who is going to be in charge of their estate, who will receive their property. But it's a lot more comprehensive and a lot more powerful than a will. At its most basic level, a living trust is an agreement for the management of property by someone that someone is called a trustee for the benefit of someone else called the beneficiary. Typically, when people set up a revocable living trust, they name themselves as the trustee and they name themselves as the initial beneficiaries. So the trustee is managing the property for the benefit of the beneficiaries. They're the trustees, they're the beneficiaries, they're managing their own property for their own benefit. Why would people do that? Well, when property is in a trust, it can avoid probate when that person passes away. We talked last week about why you want to avoid probate. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about what probate actually is. It's a way to get property to the people that need it or that are entitled to it after a person dies. If a person uses a living trust as a way to own their property during their lifetime, then the living trust can be used to avoid probate of their estate. We're going to talk in a couple of weeks about how living trusts actually avoid probate, but the important thing for today is living trusts can avoid probate, and that's a big reason why a lot of people use them. The other thing to know about living trusts is that with a trust, you can have provisions for not only who receives your property, but how or when they receive it. So you can design a living trust so that it protects your beneficiaries. You know, with a general will, the assets are just left to the beneficiaries to do with as they want, and that's true whether they're minors or whether they are incapacitated or they're spenders or they're bad with money. They have creditor problems, marital problems, a lot of issues that are out there that people are concerned about. And with a living trust, you can design a plan that will build protections for those people. We're going to spend a lot of time in a few weeks talking about how those protections are built and why people use them. So for today, just want to lay the groundwork for the basics of what a living trust is, why people use them. I hope that's helpful for you. Come back next week. And we're going to talk about how ownership impacts an estate plan, So it's going to be a really important episode as we continue to lay the foundation for the basics of estate planning. So thanks for being here today. Hope it was helpful. If we can answer any questions for you, or if you want to meet with us about your estate planning, just feel free to reach out to us. The contact information is in the show notes. So thank you. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. If you live in Ohio or Michigan, and you'd like to schedule a no-cost strategy session with me or one of our attorneys, you can request an appointment through our website. The links are in the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.